do y'all think college was worth it?
No. Yeah. Fuck no. Hell no.
Do you see two sides to it though?
Yeah, dude. I see the two sides.
If you want a specific
do you
job,
see how, do you see how it could help you in certain ways, but also
there's a huge trade-off, right? Yeah, but like
the trade-off is only worth it. I feel like it depends on
what you want
to
do.
What you want to do and what school you go to. I mean, obviously, if you're going to UND, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're going to...
Go to Frostburg.
Nah. Yeah, you're going to any Ivy League. You're going to any, you feel me? But...
What would you say the trade-off is? My trade-off might be different than yours. I'm going to say why. I'm not
what
you say.
What is your trade-off?
What do you think the trade-off is?
Well, obviously, my trade-off is being in debt. You know what I mean? Versus...
See, I'm not really worried about that.
I don't even know. I can't even say having job security.
I think my time...
I don't have job security either.
...is the biggest thing. Because I think I just, I say only a couple of my classes really, I would really ever really use. Yeah. Really learn some shit. I feel like I learned a lot from talking to people. I feel like I learned all the shit I learned about business and marketing and selling shit. I learned all the shit from other people.
I learned more shit.
I feel like if I was I had a full time. When you get out of college, you're not gonna make that much money off of it.
Right.
But like
usually 30 or 40K.
But like, I would even make like I had a full time. Like I had a decent job out of high school and all that, and I could have stayed doing that shit, and I could have made this money. You know, I could have 30,000 saved up, and then. I was like, all this information, I feel like I still would have learned that anyway just from talking to people. And what I planned on doing, the plans I talked about, all the stuff I had planned to try to do after college, I could have been 2 years ahead on that.
I'm going to say,
I'm happy I went.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to say the one thing that being in college definitely told me, if I didn't learn anything in class, you feel me? Living off campus is definitely like a good way to
learn how to live.
Yeah, learn how to live.
You know, live on your own for
yeah, real. But like
life skills, motherfucker.
Yeah, but like it's to a lesser extent because you don't stay here all year. You feel me? You don't stay here forever.
We stay here for 8 months.
Yeah, you ain't gonna stay here forever. Look, this nigga was here all year. He was working here on break and shit. That was cool. But like. It definitely teaches you, even if you live in a dorm, it teaches you how to feed yourself.
Just put it down.
You feel me? All the shit your parents was doing, you got to cook for yourself, all that stuff. Like, it definitely helped me out with that. But the debt, definitely. Like the fact that you have a limited amount of time to make money in order to afford to do certain things here. Like, you feel me? That's probably the one, set. Like,
what do you mean you have a limited amount of time?
All right. You got a job, right? You can only work the weekends. And you make enough money to do stuff, but he don't get tips like you get, you feel me? He probably can't work the same amount of time because he has a different schedule than you. Or what if school just starts to hit you all at one time, you got this to do, this project, you can't go to work. You gotta do this work. Or you fail the class.
I mean, that's life though.
No, I get it.
Crazy shit happens to your parents, but they still, go to work.
No, I get it, and I definitely understand.
They still pay all their bills.
Mm-hmm. See,
I feel what you're saying, though.
But I understand that. But, like, and I'm not saying it's not impossible. People do it. I definitely get it if you do it. But
I feel like it's all about your motivation.
Yeah, that's what it is. Like,
I know my first couple years, yo, I went to class, I ain't do shit all day, and then I still waited to do my work.
Facts.
Now, I'm busy as fuck. Thursday to Sunday, I got hella shit I got to do. Work all damn day. At night, and then I still got hella work to do, schoolwork to do. But because I have work, I get that shit done. I get all my schoolwork done in a more timelier fashion, and I'm on top of it. I always know I have assignments due and when they're due. It's not the day before. I got this shit due at midnight. I don't do that shit anymore.
College teaches responsibility. I learned more life shit here than anything I learned in a class. These classes are scams, for real. That's how I feel.
I feel like I only needed to take my major courses. I just need to take specific classes.
Yeah, like, my first 2 years was pointless. Like, I fucking took an art class, my nigga.
Art appreciation.
I know you're a theater man.
No, art appreciation is not
even. Yeah, no, no, no. But I know, like, you theater man. But, like, bro, I did not need that shit. You feel me?
No, I respect. I get it. But that's like you
taking. Yeah, no, no. But I'm saying, that's like you taking my fucking finance 370 class. Like, that shit wouldn't. Yeah, you feel me? Like, but once I learned that college was a scam for real, I stopped stressing about this shit. And I get better grades now than I ever get. Because I literally, like, all right, fuck it. Once I graduate, you feel me? My GPA don't really matter. It's more about who you know than what you know for real. And like,
I don't know. My mom been only about some shit. She trying to get me, like, it's a job opening assignment that she trying to get me to apply for.
Oh yeah.
But
hospital was always
high. And she was like,
well, John Hopkins higher ever.
No, no, no. It's not like no regular job. It's like real.
You be funny. I'm gonna fall dead. This is real. Cause all these were gonna sign out too.
Like, because of her and her status working, like, she, like, I 1,000% will have this job if I apply for it. For one, I just don't want to work with my mother.
Yeah, facts.
But two, like, I'm trying to make, like, pay my own path, you know? Hey, bro. I'm trying to do my own shit.
I mean, I feel it, but.
And I ain't trying to work, like, I'm not ready to sit down all day. You know what I mean? I'm trying to do shit, like. I don't mind if I gotta drive 2 hours to go work. You know,
so you
what wanna mean?
Have like an active job.
Very active job.
I feel that.
My hey, shit bro. Cannot be the same day to day.
Getting the active, bro. Everything changes.
Now I might do that modeling shit, cause maybe definitely my phone about that shit all the time. Mm-hmm.
This school shit, it's not necessary, but it helped my growth for real.
It's only necessary if you want to be like a doctor or an engineer. Yeah. Certain things you do.
But I feel like I wouldn't think the way I think now, you feel me? If I had never gained.
Yeah.
That's the only, that's like what I give this shit credit for. Because like, a lot of niggas back home can't do it. I ain't trying to knock nobody out, but nigga, I'm not working 40 hours at Walmart, my nigga. Like, nah.
I ain't doing a warehouse job for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I ain't never working a warehouse again.
12-hour shift every day.
Never working a warehouse again.
Being here keeps you with like your ambition, like your goals. Like if you was back home working 40 hours, you know what I'm saying? People get stuck.
People forget about their life.
Placing.
Yeah, like, I got enough to do what I want to do now.
Yeah, I'm cool with this 10 hours.
Then you know, boom, a bit, they get a bitch pregnant or some shit.
Yeah, they think about the now.
Now that shit don't. They can't maintain that lifestyle. They need more money. And it's like, what do you do at that point? Because you can't quit your job and try to go do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I don't know. This school shit. The debt I'm in, bro, I don't fuck.
We should have went somewhere nicer for it.
Yeah, facts. Just like,
the debt I'm in,
you debt that I'm in. And it's not even about the fact that, like, I think of, like, I'm in debt to fucking Frostburg State University. Imagine we had some cool years at this bitch. But
quality bro, education, though.
Like, what? I gotta pay this. I mean, they fucking loans to the government, but still, like, I gotta pay this shit back to this school. Like,
I agree.
Like, I went to UMD or fucking Howard, you feel me? Hampton, even, you feel me? Prosper, my nigga, like, I don't know. And I'm not looking forward to paying these shit back.
Right.
But the type of nigga
shit
I am.
Fucking my shit up.
I gotta have good credit, you feel me? I'm me personally. Like, I need my shit.
Like these
I need
grades.
White man credit, you feel
like,
me?
Like, thinking about what you already make, it's either like, you know, you can either, like, you can either, you know, get you, you know, a new car or some shit when you graduate.
Yeah.
Nope. Or even move out. Like, you can't, you know, get your whole life started because of these loans. You can't have a car payment, insurance for that, pay rent, and all the bills, plus your student loans. Like, you can do one or the other.
Thanks. I thought I was going to be able to fucking move out, you feel me? As soon as I graduate type shit, like a couple years ago. Now,
nah.
I don't know.
You're 20, but you're 25.
Not going, most likely. Like, probably not going to buy another car for like another year.
Shit, that's what I'm doing. I'm going to buy this car soon.
I want to, but I gotta pay my shit off. Like, I'm at least trying 6 racks a year, at least, to this fucking school debt. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get from out of debt. I'm trying to live debt-free my life, you feel me? My life needs to be relatively debt-free.
So you don't want a mortgage?
Besides my mortgage.
That's so it. You just don't want bad debt?
Yeah, like, I don't...
But it's not bad debt.
It's not, but it's... To me, it's you not feel like me?
Credit cards that you gotta go consolidate because you got 5 credit cards that are
missing. Yeah, no, it's not. But it's like... It's an investment now, you feel me? Now I look at it like it's a bad investment. This was a bad investment to me, you feel me? But it's an investment, so I gotta make the shit pay off. And now, you feel me? I gotta pay this shit off. I'd rather not have to pay it off type shit, if you feel me.
I know what I don't want to do now for the college.
Yeah.
That's big.
I can't even say that. Yeah.
That's big. Because how many people, endless niggas work jobs they hate forever. Their whole life.
And you see a cycle. You see people you grow, like your uncle or your fucking.
Like, my people going to college, I know for a fact, my dad, he loves it. He do that shit. Fucking.
My dad hates the
24 military. Hours a fucking day. My mom, my mom barely works, but she loves her shit.
I will say, me personally, only because, I won't be an actor and shit, but I learned a lot about, like, I can read Shakespeare now, and, like, I can tell you exactly what it means just by reading. Like,
you don't know how to critically think.
What's
critically read? It's a difference in reading it and critically reading it.
Nah. I'm talking about deciphering what.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying.
I learned that.
You learned how to do that.
I learned how to do that, Peter.
You could read that shit thinking, like, you'd be like, oh, this is what's happening. But if you think deeper, like, it's level stuff.
Yeah. Like, I know exactly. I know.
Like, shit like this, you should have been learning in high school.
Yo, why don't we have classes about how to pay your taxes?
Yeah, right. I had a class like that in high school.
Like, let's say you're an accountant.
It's a class of pay called taxes. I'll give it back.
Let's say you're an accounting major, right?
Yeah.
You're an accounting major, right? Why don't they have a class walking you through, like you know how like Frostburg uses Oracle?
Yeah.
Like, why don't they have a class walking you through an HR system? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit's actually really big.
Yeah, but like, I understand. Like, that's what I feel like we should be learning in high school. Not all this shit that's not.
We should learn a lot more life skills.
Like, my
I don't need to be reading the fucking Odyssey in high school, my nigga. Like, of Mice and Men. Like, I don't need to be reading that shit. Like,
I had to read that only because
I understand it being there. I understand, like, okay, but like,
I think high school should be vocational again.
Yeah.
Like, all right, cool. Your first 2 years in regular high school, and after that, like.
Yeah.
I
feel like high school should be set up like college, basically.
Teach them. High school was like that. My high school, I was like my first year, you was just taking all your regular classes. Your sophomore year, you introduced your major. You can be in like carpentry, IT, culinary, engineering, automotive, or interactive media, and they teach you how to do all this shit. Like, I know, like, I got a couple friends, they went in automotive shit. They had a job out of high school. I mean, that job wasn't that much. I think it was like $15 an hour.
Right.
But
it's a start.
Yeah, but they also they took them to school, and also, like, I know now 3 of them, they work for luxury dealerships. Now, they started off, the job was at Alpaca Ford. But like it's only like they're 21, 22. And then as you, like, your junior and your senior year, you have that that week they call it a magnet. So you had your magnet for 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
And like, she was very hands on. Like, we had like a whole garage in the back of our school. I was in IT. We had a whole separate network where we learned how to do all this shit.
We had tracks for real. I took the business track. I learned a lot of shit.
Carpentry, their senior project was building sheds and shit.
Like, my school's biggest, like my school had a whole section of the school designated for Homeland Security. They had, like, all the newest equipment. Like, they would have people from, like, the government come talk. Like, It was really set up. Yo, school, she wanted to do terrible,
school,
but
the school cop in my school shot himself in the head, in the like right as school got out. The school cop.
Oh yeah, yeah, that shit was on the news like. That's wrong. That's last wrong. Semester.
But I feel like if you're gonna kill yourself, that's only the top. If you're gonna kill yourself, why do that shit at work?
Around kids of all people.
I'm saying, like, that shit can fuck people up. And then people saw him.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Yo, you don't know what the phone call he got with Paige.
I don't know what was going to
say. My man was going.
He probably was like.
But yo, something that. I don't think something makes you off yourself instantly.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. He was going through something.
Man,
he,
you'll never know.
Just, he like, probably. Sick, something man. Happened and that last straw just. Put him over the head, you know, say fuck it. That's crazy though.
Yeah, no, so like it, like somebody got a car accident and like passed away. He like, you know what I'm saying, he had like this huge emotional connection too.
But it could have even been something small though, like nigga could have tripped over his own shoelace, like.
Hey yo, fuck that shit. This is it. Boom. That's actually.
Shoot yourself in the head. Man.
The last time you step on my motherfucking shoelace.
Yeah,
I'm like, done.
Done with that shit.
Something was already on him. It could have been anything to just put him over the last little edge. That shit crazy though.
Yeah, man.
I wouldn't have my dog if I ain't go to college. I fucked this nigga.
Yeah, you'd have got a dog with a wooden.
I know I'd have moved out if I didn't go to college.
Niggas would have been moved out.
Facts. I'd have been moved out with Tomo's 19. I'd have been put out first, then I'd have, you know what I mean, sink or swim, and I know I'm a swim.
I got put out while I was there.
I did too, my first semester. I got put out on spring break. I wasn't even home at the time. Hey, yo, that shit was so funny. I wasn't a kid. That nigga. I used to tell everybody, yo, watch my car, fuck you up.
My parents was tripping one time, and this is that when they could see my bank accounts. And so. It was picked up, but they had asked, like, so this account was connected to theirs, so they could, like, transfer money in and out, right?
Yeah.
So I had all my money from working in this shit. And they was pissing me off. They'd always ask me why I'm spending shit, right? So she was mad at me. She had cut my phone off.
Oh, yeah. So this was
I
like.
I paid for my shit. I, like, we just had the family plan. And we all pay out because that shit wouldn't have any of your own shit, right? She cut my shit off. So I'm like, all right, you going to cut my shit off? I'm ready to drain this motherfucking account so you can't see what the fuck I'm doing. Man, they was going half. And I said, fuck it, I'm not even. I went to D.C. for the weekend, and I went back to school. I didn't even stay at home.
Yeah, yo, as soon as he picked me up, he was like, yo, let me tell you what the fuck happened. And so he was blessing, yo, he was sick. But he got himself he got that fucking,
That's why I got two phone numbers. That fuck shit.
Sick, man, awfully quiet.
How you gonna turn my shit off when I bought the shit? That's why you gotta separate yourself. Why you can't live at home after you graduate too long.
That's why I ask some questions.
Like, I started paying my own, I started taking over my own bills earlier than I probably could have waited longer. Like, once I hit 19, I was like, alright. I don't want them to leave. Like, they helped me with my car. I was like, I want to get my car paid off. Boom. Then I was like, let me get my phone bill. Like, I wanted to get more independent before it was time to be all the way independent. I wanted to be like a gradual buildup. I didn't want to be like, I graduated, oh shit, life. I got 2,000 in bills every month, and now I'm only making 4. Yeah. Hey, what the fuck you want to do when you graduate?
Not make beats.
Yeah. Nah, I'm ready to do this interest shit.
Where?
At a gym.
Oh, that's right, you did tell me though. So. Yeah. Turns out I'm gonna do internship.
Are you walking? Are you graduating this semester though?
No.
You're not
walking this semester?
No. So, hey, none of y'all niggas are walking this semester.
No, I'm walking. Boy. I'm out this bitch. Damn. I will not be back.
You graduating for real. I don't got shit.
I just got to take fucking capstone.
We don't
have the same capstone.
I don't even have a capstone, basically.
Yeah, I really didn't have one. Mine was like
a fucking class. Once a week class.
Did you get the capping? Did you order your capping out?
No.
I didn't want my shit either. Hey, yo. I'm ready to be the freshest nigga in graduation. I was, yo, when I tell you, my mom was ready to drop a bag on her firstborn for graduating college. When I tell you, I'm walking down, I'm ready to have red bottoms on, nigga, custom tailored suit. My cufflinks gonna have my fucking initials in that shit. I'm gonna have a hanger, everything having my initials in it. This shit sure. Lit.
Sky, yo. I'm still not even sure how I'm gonna wear graduation. I'm gonna pull up in a polo tee
and split. You think your parents gonna do some nice shit for you when you graduate?
Fuck no.
They'll be like, oh, so what you doing now? What's next? That's gonna be a conversation.
Like, I'm gonna toss you some bread or be like,
I have no faith in that. None.
I'm gonna go do some slice shit.
She might take me out to dinner.
Yeah, no, that car might have been.
That might be it for you.
Nah.
My dad's gonna be like, cool, that's what's up. I knew you could do it.
Yeah, nah, I don't think I'm getting shit for real. I know she wanna throw me a party, but I'm trying to.
Wait, surprise!
You think they like if you move out, they might pay your first month or some shit like that?
Actually, my mom said as long as like, if I can like just be consistent with it, like my acting stuff, they'll help me out. Like talk about like cause they want me to move to, like out of Baltimore, they want me to move to like Atlanta or New York. They like if you move, I promise you we'll help you until you like you get steady work and stuff. To a certain point, we'll help you, and then like that way you have time to pursue what you want to do. So they helped me with that. I will say that they definitely talked about that. So
I'm trying to get my mom to co-sign on this charger.
She's not. She's probably not going to.
That's one thing I never do. I would never co-sign for nobody.
You want to co-sign for your kids?
Fuck no.
My nigga, how they gonna go to college?
Facts.
My mom already co-signed for me.
I gave him some money. I'm not gonna co-sign for you.
You're not gonna co-sign.
My brother fucked up. My father cried like that. My people was supposed to get a fucking.
College
was supposed
is different.
No, they were supposed to get a fucking. It was a timeshare, and them like them and 2 hour coaches were supposed to go thirds on this timeshare in Florida. That shit got fucked up because it's co-signed for my brother on this car, and this nigga ain't never paid the fucking bill. That shit, yeah, I'd be sick. You fuck up my credit now. I can't. You feel me? Do what I'm supposed to do because you. Nah, I ain't co-signed shit. I give you some money though. You know what I mean? Co-sign? No. I'd rather put it in my name before I co-sign it.
Right.
Co-signing is really not it. Like, people don't understand. Co-signing is not it. Because black, that person does not pay.
Black
it's
women
on you.
Are. Yo,
the key to life.
Baby. We co-signing everything. Hey, yo, for real, hey, does your mother or your father own everything? My mom owns everything. My dad,
yeah, my mom
my dad doesn't stuff. Own none of the cars, the house, he the breadwinner. He don't own shit.
Divorced since I was 3. My mom owns, she owns, my dad owns it.
He got the phone in his name, and he got some insurance and shit, but the house, my cars, my credit card, my
facts.
Except for like one credit card.
They got a lot of that shit separated. Like, He owns, she owns. That's what I fuck with. That's another thing. I will never ever share a bank account ever in my life. That shit's a no-go.
All right,
every old head I know that's married told me no.
All right, but think about this, though. Think about this, right?
Unless you make one specifically just for bills, that y'all put in for bills.
Think about this,
but
though.
Putting your money together, negative.
Think about how much money you spend to live, right?
Uh-huh.
In reality, if you spend the same amount of money, two people can live off that shit. Very comfortable, right? If you have all of your money pooling together, let's say, like, cause you gotta think about it, like, two people, they might spend $100 a week on groceries together, right? They go grocery shopping, they get, you know, plan out their meals and all that, versus you just going, like, buying groceries and also eating out all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you living and paying bills, two people living and paying bills, that, and they have two incomes.
We can do that with my bank account and your bank account. We don't have to have the same bank account.
Because then let's say, like, your car fucks up, right? And that's your car, everything, that's yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
She'd be like, nah, nigga, that's you. Now, let's say your car total, right? And you only got liability where your shit's covered, your shit's not covered.
Nobody groans that only have liability. If you're grown, you should have full coverage.
That's what I'm saying. Let's say you only have liability, right? Okay. Boom. You owe like $10,000 on your car, but you gotta buy a whole new car. And she'd be like, damn, nigga, that's you.
Then why am I winning? Like, you, like, we don't have to have the same bank account for like you feel me? Somebody to help somebody out. If that's the case, then fuck it. We never going to dinner then. Who picks up the tab at dinner? The nigga.
Why you think it's power couples, yo?
Huh?
That's a whole different topic.
I know, but I'm not.
Why do you think it's power couples, though?
How do I think power couples?
You don't think they don't make more money because they're a married couple?
I didn't say being married. I said sharing a bank account.
You don't think they share?
I'm pretty sure Beyonce
don't have shared bank account.
Yeah. Right.
That's different, though. They have millionaire lawyers, so if anything was to go wrong, they would both get their equal, you feel me? They would both fight that shit to where they both want to get...
They have basically made it known that it don't matter what's going on, and we are not separating because of what we have, what we can do because we're married.
You don't understand where I'm coming from. If shit goes wrong in them and Jay-Z and Beyonce marriage, they're both going to leave.
Okay, but what if
with the right amount of money?
What if that was
where
you?
Exactly, as me being a regular, or not me, I'm regular, but it's a regular couple out here. You feel me?
I'm saying, what are you? What would you
do? The woman could take that. I mean, it go either way. You feel me? Anybody could take that whole bank account and leave you assed out. I've seen it. I will never share a bank account. That's just dead. Like, no. Unless it's specifically for bills, we put, you feel me, enough in there for that shit to happen, sure. But me throw my whole check in there, you throw your whole check in there? Nah.
Nah, okay.
That's dead.
Nah.
Like, I'll have my own bank account, you have your bank account. That shit ain't gotta be a secret how much I make. I mean, it shouldn't be if you together, married, or whatever. Shouldn't be a secret how much I make, shouldn't be a secret how much you make. But can you go on my account and just take money out? No. Hell fucking no. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nah. Financial freedom, brother. That's my whole...
You need multiple revenues.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell them. Sell drugs and work.
Well, I don't...
Just kidding. Don't do that.
I was going to say some shit, but you know...
You had to change what you said because you forgot.
Nah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you just... But, you know, it is what it is. Like, multiple revenues, though. Financial freedom. You know? Mm-hmm. Debt free.
Mm-hmm. Pay your taxes.
Pay your taxes.
Always pay
your taxes. Do your taxes, first of all.
Yeah.
Figure out, you feel me, the right way to do your taxes.
Payroll taxes, so.
You feel me?
My shit coming in.
I just did my shit on
Twitter. It says sometime between now and before spring break. I said it said a couple days to 3 weeks the money will be in my account. My state shit coming first though, and then my federal is coming.
I think I'm getting all my shit on the same day.
Hey, did Macy send you your W-2?
Yeah, it's on email.
Yeah, you gotta go. They sent me a.
Because I didn't file from it. I just said fuck it.
Well, I didn't get shit from West Virginia anyway. I barely went to work.
Only got $100. So,
shit.
I got less than that. I got like,
I mean, like 50 50
niggas.
So he's what?
Macy's?
Yeah.
He's working there. He's working there before we all got the job.
He was going
at 52.
But she was going to work at 22. I wasn't going. That's what I got,
like.
I got like 50 back from West Virginia. My shit went up. Yeah, most of my shit came from state and federal.
I got a bag from Foot Locker coming.
I learned some shit though, doing my own shit. Like, if you make under 6,100, you get your whole shit back.
Yep.
And then I know that.
I didn't get my whole shit back.
I ain't gonna display that information.
Yo, fucking, like, my shit now, with this bartending shit. So, like, so my credit card tips, all of them go on my check, right?
Yeah.
They not taxed. This shit ready. Fuck my next check up. Come next tax time.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I mean, I'm doing this shit for another month, so.
Hey yo, I had this conversation.
You gotta be making more than you think.
I had this conversation with this dude earlier. How y'all feel about vaccines?
Get them. I will literally shit on everybody because of this. I will destroy you if you. I might kick you out of my house right now, for real.
Which one?
I swear to God.
It's iffy to me.
How is it iffy?
But it's iffy, but it's needed though.
My nigga, if your kid doesn't have vaccines, he goes to school, he can kill a fucking entire fucking hundreds of thousands of people. Nigga, if polio come back, niggas be dying.
His face, he like, okay, and that's not my child, though.
That's what I'm saying. If it's your child, if you don't get your child vaccinated.
But he's looking like, I know what you're saying, bro. But like, look at his face. He's like, I know what you're saying, but...
Who? All right, all right. I just lost it.
Let me finish.
I'm starting this.
Let me ask you one question. Do you not believe the links between the...
Autism
in these vaccines? Do you not believe that?
My nigga, if one out of 10,000 gets autism, that's sacrificing for the greater good. Let's be real. Let's be real.
Would you say that if that was
I'm
your child?
I'm gonna love my autistic child the same.
I'm not saying that, but if you knew that that caused it, you wouldn't say the same shit.
I would still be.
You would not. You would go to that fucking doctor and look at him like, why the fuck did you do that to my child?
If my kids got vaccinated and the niggas still need to be vaccinated.
I mean,
you know what's crazy? My cousins aren't vaccinated.
Yes, and all right, bro. I'm about to get in.
You can live without vaccinations, bro.
I'm not arguing that.
You need vaccines to go to Africa. No, you don't.
I'm not arguing that. I'm saying because of the what if, you need that shit. Entire populations, like, think about how, like, there was mass in the 300 years ago, 20 years ago, there was mass deaths because of simple sicknesses.
Yeah, right, I get that. What about people that can't afford healthcare?
My nigga,
healthcare should be free.
That's a whole other topic.
Yeah,
that's one of the healthcare probably will never be free in America.
But
look, my nigga, if you need a flu shot for. And you don't have no bread, you can go get it. $20. It's very easy to get free flu shots. It's very easy to go get flu. And if you're a parent and you have your sim, it's very easy for you to get help with that.
If money is the reason you're not getting a vaccine, that's not acceptable because, you feel me, there's ways to get that shit. But I mean, if you know your research and you don't like the links between the vaccines and, you feel me,
The side effects
that could possibly happen. That's your child, you feel me? You make the best decision for your child. That's whatever come with it is on you.
You won't let your kids be around kids that aren't vaccinated knowing that.
Would I let them be around?
Like if you like let's say you know the parents and their parents are like let's say you and me, you know, we're older now, we both about to have kids and you get your kids vaccinated.
I got vaccinated and I caught the chicken pox.
Everybody kissed chicken pox.
That shit wasn't about nothing. I got vaccinated. I caught chicken pox. But I'm just saying, like, would I let my child be around a child that wasn't vaccinated? Yeah.
All right.
As long as I knew that, you feel me?
Fucking swine flu. Like, think about that. How crazy that shit went.
That was mainly media, but I don't care.
No, I know people that died from that shit. That shit was real. Thousand people was fucked up. People was in comas for months and months.
I fucked up, but the media hyped me. Just like the little Ebola shit. Like, the media hyped me that shit more.
It's because if that shit didn't get stopped, what it could do. That's why the media made me crazy. It don't matter if it was just two cases.
Media sells negativity. That's why the media made me crazy. The media tell you about 20 niggas dying before they tell you about the fucking nigga getting a scholarship. But that's a different topic. But, I mean, yeah, the vaccine shit, though, as a parent, you know what I mean? As long as you do your research, whatever side of the fence you fall on, hey, do your research.
It's simple. I can give you the same argument for so many different things.
You could,
but...
Everything is not
easy. The smart motherfuckers that got... a million fucking years of school and have done research and, like, if they don't do something, it's a pretty good reason why they don't do that shit. Doctors give their kids vaccines. You know why? Because they know they fucking should.
It's the way he said it.
Ain't no doctors not vaccinating their kids. I just watched a video on Vice, a little Vice documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking... this reporter, he went to a rally for, you know, like anti-vaccinations, right? Dash, stop licking your dash, stop that shit. So he went. It's probably a couple thousand people there. He was like, "Is anybody a doctor?" He was asking that question. You know how many were fucking doctors?
None of them.
Fucking none of them.
I saw that.
All right.
I saw that one.
He said, "All right."
Like I said, I'm not going to debate you. You can say
shit about going to the moon, fucking.
Yo, I had that argument with somebody earlier.
Going deep, diving in the ocean, exploring caves, all this shit. The smart motherfuckers that figure all this shit out, they don't do the shit.
Do you think we actually went to the moon?
I'm gonna tell you something. Because earlier, when I had the conversation with this white boy, when I had this conversation about vaccines with a white boy, with this white boy earlier. It started off with the moon landing. I simply said, I don't personally believe that shit is real. But
what?
I believe
what is real?
The moon landing. But I can understand why someone...
It wasn't us there first. Russia definitely got it before us.
I just personally don't... I personally don't believe that shit
happened. I'm sure China got it first. The boot print does not match... What's the name? Neil Armstrong?
Yeah.
Does not match the boot print of his suit.
I just personally don't believe that shit ever happened. That's all. Or at least America's version of it. I don't believe the shit we saw on TV, the shit people were seeing on TV.
Nigga, fuck the moon. Y'all know what 5G's ready to do? Y'all know, nigga, we already have cell towers on there, little mini cell towers everywhere. They already have a pretty good idea of what everybody's doing. Nigga, they really don't know. They gonna, like...
They already know.
No, but
after 9/11,
they say whatever they want.
After 9/11, phones was programmed to pick up certain trigger words. You feel me? And after you say the word, they
You try to type "kill" and the president, type the president's name. I bet you it changes it.
Y'all see, like this shit, niggas is saying like regular shit about just fuck Trump. Yo, you got CIA.
Yo,
up. I mean not CIA.
Yo,
fucking
ho. Y'all know what Momo is? Y'all know what the Momo shit is that's going on right now?
Yes. That shit is wild.
My nigga. YouTube kids, right? All that shit supposed to be censored. Nothing. So in the middle of these kids' videos, right? It'll just be this shit just pop up and it'll just start telling these kids to do some crazy shit. Kill themselves, kill other people. Light shit on fire. Stab your parents.
Oh, are you talking about like that scary face shit?
Yes.
Oh, my man, that shit's old. Yeah. That shit just... not like just start
that,
happening.
That's
not
the crazy shit.
I was like, what the fuck is
this? It's crazy, but
why do people believe that shit though?
Honestly, I don't
know. That shit could fuck a 4-year-old up.
No, it definitely could. I'm not gonna say it can't, but like me personally, I don't know nobody who's even seen the video. You feel me? I don't know no little kids.
I looked it up.
I mean, I looked it up because I saw the shit, but like.
Well, look, I looked it up. My little brother, he don't watch it like that.
You stuck your finger in your nose.
No, I did. I did that.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you did on you. You didn't do with that. You ain't white.
What the fuck? What did I lie
about? You picked a little edge of a booger in your...
If I did, I scratched my nose. It was itching right here. I probably did this, but I didn't dig up my nose.
Picking your nose in my goddamn house.
Why the fuck would I dig my...
Alright, we're getting off topic.
Yeah, like, I don't...
Shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, but back to the whole moon and shit. If that shit did happen, it definitely didn't happen the way they said it happened.
Yeah,
I don't think it's
the shit people saw on TV, that's not.
I think the shit niggas saw on TV was phony.
That's what I said.
There was so many delays.
All I'm saying is all the niggas that figured out how to get to the moon didn't go to the moon. I think it's a reason why.
That too.
My argument was like,
the niggas that are trying to send people to Mars aren't the niggas going.
All I said was the thing is, I don't really personally understand how you could have never gone to space yet you have the knowledge to accurately measure how much fuel it would take for someone to get to the moon.
How to build something to get there, how to breathe out there, how to move out there, how to not fucking float away out there.
That's what I'm saying. Like how do you accurately measure all that stuff?
Just enough outside of space not to float all the way away where there's no gravity. That's some crazy shit.
And how do you get to the...
if the space station was 100 feet further, that shit might just float forever away.
No, yeah, it's just... The way they tell you, no, it's just really real. Like, the one that blew up in the 80s...
Oh, it was a teacher?
They was watching that on TV.
Yeah,
that shit was on TV. My
math teacher... Wow.
Little kids was watching
him. He talked about it. He said... That's another thing. He was like... fractions and decimals do not equal perfectly. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
They tell you 1/3 is 0.33, and he was like, no. 1/3 is 0.333 infinitely, you feel me? He was like, that shit blew up because they basically rounded the shit down to 0.33, and it needed to be 0.3333, like, type shit. Like, it needed to be smaller. Like, they said, the shit got through, and basically, yeah, the shit blew up.
Yeah, one little error could fuck. Like, how do you accurately measure that? Like, like even with everything you said.
Certain shit I will never do because of that. Yeah, well, shit definitely. Like that. Like a cruise.
I don't like being in the open body of water or just the cold.
I'm going to cruise at the end of this year. That makes true.
That shit. You know what?
I'll fly and I'll see
that
you.
That is true.
Yo, the ocean is.
I don't even fuck with flying on planes no more because I like.
There's so much.
I don't like
planes. There's so much ocean.
When I was little, Southwest killed a nigga. We did a whole 360. That shit was lit though.
That shit, I just wasn't fucking with turbulence. That's all. Turbulence had me fucked up.
So you ever peep on a runway? How there's these vertical lines. So when you land, the back tires are supposed to hit on that. Anywhere forward, if they hit 2 feet in front of that, it could be fucking horrible. So it was raining and shit, and we flying back from fucking Florida. This is where I was playing AAU basketball. We had nationals in Florida that year. So we flying back and shit, and we fucking land. We going fast as fuck, and then it was a right turn we gotta make. And just, instead of going straight, because he could have went straight, we could have been fine. Right, because the runway is fucking forever long. We seem to try to make that right turn. We had to been going like a plane going 30 miles an hour cannot make a turn like that.
Yeah. Yo, that's like, because you gotta rely on
crazy too.
You gotta rely on a person, bro. Like,
yeah, that's why
that shit like, is fucking.
That's my thing with planes. Like,
cruises too. Cruises too. You gotta rely on people.
I had to sit with the flight attendants when I was 9. Put a laser pointer on the motherfucking wing.
Oh, you're stupid.
You're wild.
You're dumb. What?
That's crazy.
Nigga,
but you're 9. But you're 9. You're 9.
I was being daredevil. I would have been scared.
This was after 9/11.
Look, I was 9 years old. I went to fucking NASA the day before, and I got a nice fucking laser pointer.
You thought that shit was cool.
How the fuck did you even get through with the laser?
Because it was a laser pointer pen. It's a fucking pen.
It was a pen. Okay, it's a pen.
It was just a pen.
Like,
you're not supposed to let you pass with no shit like that. That's wild.
It barely would take your phone on that. They cut that shit off when we take off the lane.
You on the fucking airplane move.
And, hey, they be charging motherfuckers. They be charging too much better for the Wi-Fi on flight. When I went to Atlanta.
Southwest be cool. You flew to Atlanta?
Yeah, nigga.
Nigga, that's like a...
No, no, I'm saying the Wi-Fi. You tripping. No, it's not. And even Atlanta's more, I'm not very... No, nigga, I'm flying. For the same amount I'm already spending to get there, driving, and time, I might as well fly.
I'm only going to drive. I'm only going to drive and move it down there. You feel me?
I mean, I'd rather not.
I would fly.
How much gas is that?
I would just drive if I'm moving down there.
Yeah, I would drive if I moved down there, but I would fly.
That's at least 3 tanks getting there, 3 tanks back, and however much gas you spend there. You might as well fly. And fucking
person, I'd rather not fly, but I understand
your point. You're tripping prices.
I'd rather drive. I like to drive.
I feel like you just got a car. That's why you say that shit.
Nigga, I've been driving since I was 16. Just because I had a car don't mean I
drive. Nigga, how you drive without a whip?
Drive somebody else's whip?
When you drive somebody else's whip?
At home.
Nigga, because I don't drive. Because I wasn't driving here. I wasn't driving.
Nigga, you've like, been here a whole year.
You've been in my... You've been in my...
8 months
you out seen how many
year.
Cars was in my driveway?
Nigga, you're here, though, 8 months out of the year. We're not talking about summer and winter. The month over winter, the 3 over summer. We ain't talking about that.
Okay, what does that mean? That means I don't like to drive because I was here?
Maybe you don't drive because you're here. Saying you don't drive because you're here. I'm not
that's,
saying you don't drive because you can't.
That's not accurate.
I'm not saying you don't drive.
I guarantee you my last summer, I've drove more places than you.
No, nigga, you're not understanding. I'm saying you're here 8 months out the year. You don't have a whip. You don't have means to drive. So I'm saying you just don't drive. I'm not saying you can't. Whip, you can't. I'm just saying you don't.
I'm saying
you don't know how to drive. I'm saying you can't because you don't have something to whip.
I understand that point.
You're saying if you do drive, you drive 4 months out of a 12-month year.
What I'm saying. I ain't talking about the.
I chose to be able. I was a porter this summer. You feel me? I chose to drive. talking about all day trips, my nigga. Yes, just
I, I'm not talking road. About.
But no, I hear you. But my point was saying I like to drive, and I do.
You tripping, my. All right, if you on vacation,
you gotta pay for that gas.
You want to drive 10 hours back after being on vacation? You want, that drive is going to be. You're gonna dread that drive,
nigga. I drove. We drove to Florida. I won't. Yeah, we drove to Florida.
See, I won't drive to Florida.
That's, I had no choice.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, but like, if it was my choice, and my dad I would drive to Atlanta. Driving to Florida. Nah.
My dad pulled that fuck shit. I'm tired.
My parents, like, when we were little, we used to drive. We used to drive. My parents used to leave vacation a day early just because they knew they was going to be tired and not feel like it the next day. So we always used to leave vacation a day early because of that. And then they started bossing up. We started flying. And then the niggas went broke. And then there wasn't no nothing. And now we back flying.
Couple planes. Yeah. Planes is not my
thing. Airport's lit. You know they got a... Nigga, I bought fucking Beats out of a vending machine at the airport.
Yeah, this guy's
and then I time. Left them.
You're well.
I don't like airports, so they be taxing.
You know the little LeBron Beats?
Yeah.
I had to bought them bitches. They got cell phones and that shit.
Motherfuckers tried to charge me $15 for a fidget spinner. For real.
What?
$15 for a fidget spinner.
Man, I was in the airport for 15 hours because my shit got delayed.
Me too.
I was sick, nigga. They got in Atlanta's airport.
It wasn't $15, it was like 10.
Nigga, they got a Friday that's over 24 hours. Man, me and my sister, we was in that bitch for 8. Drunk as shit. And then we slept. We didn't let, like, you know how people lay down on, like, the little uncomfortable chairs that you wait for the turn? Nigga, we laid on the floor, was knocked out, and woke up. It was time to go.
Shit, we slept out front in front of Starbucks. And the fucking airport in Tennessee. I mean,
don't
worth
fly
the next day
American
and
Eagle. Or fucking Spirit.
American Airlines?
No. American Eagle.
I've never heard of American Eagle.
Yes.
But yeah, no, I've never fly Spirit.
Spirit, you...
If I gotta fly Spirit, I ain't flying. Man, Spirit... No, that shit's death trap.
The worst.
That shit's a death trap.
Snow will begin around 3:35 a.m. It's 3:30. We not going to work tomorrow. You want to work?
I guess the competition's over.
Hey. Oh.